Janelle, Media on New 106.3 WGNG, kicking off the Budweiser Blues Crew. That's the Windy City Wonder Boy, Mr. Tyrone Davis. At 6:05 in the city right now, 5 minutes on the downside of six. And it's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins. Of course, he's the promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling with the Rogue Report. Good evening, sir. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Wonderful, wonderful. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Hanging in there.
All right, well, we've got some big announcements to make. Want all the listening audience to know that November the 3rd, we're going to be in Greenwood for another big show. This is going to be at the National Guard Armory across from the Urban Building and the Industrial Park. We want everybody to be sure and get their tickets and get their I have them ticket locations next Thursday. We're going to sell these tickets a week early so we can get everybody a chance to get those treasured front row seats. And that show is going to be huge. We'll be at Greenwood, November the 3rd for that big show at the National Guard Armory. November the 11th in Batesville, Mississippi, we've got a free show to the public. That's in a parking lot of Unclaimed Furniture in Batesville, Mississippi. I want all y'all to come out. That's showtime, 1 o'clock. You'll see the Boogie Woogie Man, Handsome Jimmy Vian, Luscious Kenny Vian will be there, the Jagged Edge, Dark Heart. And we'll be back in Batesville for the kickoff of our six-month tour in Batesville. December the 1st, that's on a Friday night in Batesville, Mississippi. And my guest that's on the phone is Reverend Heavenly Love. Heaven, you scheduled for all three dates of this, I do believe.
Yes, have mercy. Reverend Heavenly Love will be in the place and causing all kind of grace. I will be there. But you know what? That's the problem I got with Mid-South Wrestling and people like you, Buddy Huggins. Well, you just made your announcement. I didn't hear Reverend Heavenly Love's name. Make sure that you put that on the airwaves for all my congregation out there that know that I would be in the place.
Well, Al, do you have any questions for the Reverend?
Well, I understand he was in a big match this past Saturday in Grenada, Mississippi. Is that right?
Well, you're exactly right, Al. I tell you what, Reverend Heavenly Love loved to come in and go ahead on and strut my stuff, so to speak. And you know what? The highlight of the big match was not only just busting Purple Haze across the head with a chair, but I also bust everybody's favorite across the head with a chair that night, and that was that guy they called the Midnight Rider. It ain't acting like we don't know who the Midnight Rider is. If I had just 5 more minutes with him, I would have pulled that mask off and I would have proved to everybody who he was, but that's okay. I got a steel chair and did it in his head.
Okay, what's next for the Reverend Heavenly Love? What's up next for the Reverend Heavenly Love? I'm sure the fans out there want to know.
Well, right now, Reverend Heavenly Love is just spreading the gospel all over Mississippi, all over where Extreme Mid-South Wrestling go. And right now, the biggest thing that Reverend Heavenly Love is not really looking for titles right now. Reverend Heavenly Love is coming into Mid-South right now just to cause havoc, to cause, as you can say, I just say I want to clear up a lot of sin that's going around there in Mid-South. And, who else better can do it than the Reverend himself, Heavenly Love, from Cuntsville, Georgia, right down the street from the A&P, right around the corner from the liquor store. You know where my church is.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing you in a big match. Of course, that's coming up, too. Mr. Huggins, you still on the line with us?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, is there anything you want to add to a big match coming up, of course, in Greenwood, Mississippi?
Well, I've got to tell everybody that we've got some interesting guests on the line. As you can hear, Heavenly Love is he's one of the up-and-coming rising stars that we have. You can see him live in living color at the show November the 3rd, and that's at the Greenwood National Guard Armory across from Irvin and the Industrial Building. He will be there for that show, and our upcoming guest in the weeks to come, maybe as early as tomorrow, we'll have a couple of names, but people remember Tom Jones from the old Mid-South.
Ain't he in the old folks' home?
No, sir.
You sure he's not in old folks' home?
No, he wrestles in Oklahoma. Out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, he has a wrestling school. He is in still fine shape.
Well, that's good. Well, you make sure you tell him when he comes to Extreme Mid-South, he got to be in the best shape because we got some of the best athletes in the world.
Well, he had been here. He had been here when Bill Watts was running the Mid-South, and I think a lot of the fans will remember him. Now, see, that's where you, he, and I, and everybody disagrees and agrees to agree. you've joined us for the right reasons, because you want to help do wrestling the old school way, the real way, the way that it's supposed to be done. Actually get in there and wrestle. Tom was one of the forerunners of the best of the black entertainers, what we call in the scene of wrestling. And we want to hold him in high respect, and no disrespect to you, but you might meet him in the ring.
Well, that's fine, because you know what? Reverend Heavenly Love has decided to make himself the chairman, if you will, of Mid-South Wrestling. What I mean by that, you can tell Tom Jones that he can't come to the stream, Mid-South, but if he ever step in there with Reverend Heavenly Love, he may just be introduced to the congregation's chair across the head.
Okay.
Okay, we have a couple of minutes here, Mr. Huggins, because anything you want to wrap it up before we get up out of here?
All right. Coming guest in the next few weeks, we're going to have the legend, Ernie Ladd. A lot of people will remember that name.
The Big Cat.
The Big Cat, the original cat, I'd like to say. Ernie Ladd. We're going to have him scheduled here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have Ted DiBiase. Now, he's another one in the ministry. Brother Ted was ordained less than 5 months ago, and he lives in Clinton, Mississippi, known as the Million Dollar Man. Now, his ministry is just a little bit bigger than Heavenly Love's, but he's going to be coming on board. Hopefully, we can get him where we can actually get some shows where we give him a chance to tell his testimony and talk to some of the local churches around here. So if any churches are out there wanting a fundraiser, you get in touch with me, and I can hook you up with Ted DiBiase. And at the same time we do a wrestling show, Brother Ted can get the children's attention. We can talk a good message to the children, tell them to stay in school, stay away from dope, stay away from the wild side of life. And Ted will do that for us. He's talking to me and wants to help us do it. So y'all look forward to that in the upcoming weeks, and I'll keep you more informed as we go along about the third, what that card's going to pertain. And keep listening to 104.3 for the best blues, and we want to thank Budweiser. And again, that show's going to be November the 3rd, and in free show November the 11th in Batesville, Mississippi at Unclaimed Furniture in the parking lot, and December the 1st in Batesville, Mississippi, the kickoff of all my Batesville shows up there, the first of every month. All right.
Okay.
But is Al D still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Al D, before you go real quick, can you do Reverend Heavenly Love a favor?
What's that?
Whenever you get a chance, could you please have mercy play that blues song that say, put your money where your mouth is?
I got that for you. Coming up.
All right, baby.
All right. That's Mr. Buddy Huggins. Of course, he's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling along with Reverend Heavenly Love. So make sure you get on out and check out Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. It's all being brought to you by Budweiser. For all you do, Vince Bud's for you.
Well, Frankie, it's going to be a great summer.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's going to be 3 months of hot taquitos and cold buns.
Yeah, Louie, you say this every summer.
But, Frankie, I'm serious.
Yeah.
This weekend, I have set us up on a double date.
Oh, yeah, really? With who?
Well, my date is a lovely mongoose named Lynette.
Lynette?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the old booty shaker?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wow. Well, who's my date?
You, my friend, uh-huh, will be accompanying her older, big-boned cousin Helga.
Helga.
Yeah, she's half mongoose, half German shepherd. Very exotic.
No, I'm not going.
No, Frankie, she's lovely.
Yeah.
She's got a small drooling problem, okay?
That's lovely.
That clubfoot, you can't notice that in the moonlight.
Louis, give me one reason why I should go.
Because sometimes, Frankie, you need to be a team player.
No, I don't like this team.
It's a good team.
You're gonna trade me.
Please, Frankie, do it for me.
Okay, but you owe me one.
All right, Frankie, all right. That's it. And remember our saying on nights like this.
Yeah, what's that?
If the branch is rocking, don't come a knocking.
Yeah, I know the saying, Louie. I know the saying.
I love that.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WGNL-GNG Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WGNL-GNG Blues Cruise. That's Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.
Everybody's having a good time.